You're listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by Sharpologist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Burley, and today is August 3rd, 2020. All right, everyone, welcome back to the podcast on this beautiful rainy day here in South Florida. Yep, we are in the midst of a hurricane scare as usual for this time of the year, but you know what? Can't complain. It's at least it's not hot outside right now. No, yeah, it is. But you know what, guys? That's part of it. And you know, I was just talking to a couple people that I know, and we're saying that I think anywhere in the world you live, there's going to be something, right? There's going to be the earthquakes, drought, rain, hurricanes, tsunamis, whatever you can think of, there's something everywhere you go, so you got to kind of have to be ready for it. And this is just our time here in Florida. So, moving along from the weather, there's a lot of things actually going on in the wet shaving world, and actually very exciting things to be quite honest. Today on the show, we're going to talk about the Janus Razor review. Now, last show, I just received the Janus Razor, and I got to spend a little time with it, with the razor and the actual prototype, to let you guys know a little bit about it, in the midst of writing an article for it and having some written content coming out as well. But we'll talk a little bit about my first impression with it, using it. I actually head shaved with them as well, so that's something I haven't seen too much online about the actual head shaving aspect of this razor. But I'll tell you my thoughts on that as well. Razor Rock, Italian barber, okay, came out with a new razor, or a new take on an old razor of a higher quality. And it sold out pretty quick, and it's a good price. So I'll tell you a little bit about that one as well. And the Wall Street Journal had a safety razor article, or article regarding safety razor actually used for women. And it just came out on the 30th, I believe, and we'll talk a little bit about that as well. And Leaf Razor, if you're not familiar with the Leaf Razor, they have a new razor coming out as well. This should be debuting next year, and they just started to really talk about that. And of course, guys, for as long as this pandemic goes on in the world, we will have that little segment at the end, how to properly sanitize and clean your razors. Although we won't really get into detail with it, it'll always be there just for our use. So guys, before we start, I hope this podcast finds you in good, safe condition. And remember, if you need any help with anything, or you just want to talk about wet shaving to get your mind off of what's going on in the world, always feel free to email me at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. All right, guys. So the Janus Razor review's in. Okay, I used it for just over a week. And I'll tell you, well, first off, if you listened to the last podcast, you would have known that my first impression on the actual build quality of the production model and the prototype. So the production model, I'm going to be honest, my picture here is terrible compared to what it is. And I think even the pictures on the Janus website aren't as good either. I don't think pictures can do the razor justice, because when you look at it, it kind of looks a little plain. It might actually look a little bit overly polished, but it's not if you see it in person. It's actually a really nice piece, to be honest with you. It's very high quality, and the finish is a highly polished finish. So, you know, talking to a couple guys online, I was in a few conversations online regarding the Janus razor and how they said, oh, the finish doesn't seem highly polished. Once I held one in my hand, yeah, guys, it's high polished. You can't get much more than what it is. It isn't. It's pretty much close to mirror on the doors and everything. Now the knurling is something that I haven't seen in too many razors before. The knurling was actually highly polished as well, and I think it would, like razors like Wolfman and even Carbon Shave, they don't really spend too much emphasis on the knurling because it's very difficult to get that highly polished. But the, you know, you'll see like the top cap and the base plate are all going to be very, very polished in the smooth areas of the steel. This razor's really polished on almost every aspect, which is probably why it looks a little bit different. Almost looks kind of fake on the pictures. When you get it and you hold it in the hand, it is heavy. So it's 316 steel. I mean, it's stainless. It's stainless steel. I don't know about the internals because I didn't take it apart, but that's what it's advertised as. So it's a heavy razor. It definitely is heavier than a regular toggle, and seems to be built almost in the same dimensions as a regular toggle. If you look at them, like I took it against my 1960 F4 and just looked at them side by side. They're about the same size. The Janus is noticeably heavier, but the regular toggle is noticeably, it opens up a little bit easier and stuff. A couple things with this razor is that a few things that I'm going to note, let you guys know, it is aggressive. Okay. Those reviews online is true, especially if you use it against the prototype. The prototype is one a little bigger, a little heavier. No knurling on it, but it's much milder than the actual production razor, which I could see if you used the prototype, you might have been a little bit either surprised or maybe a little disappointed by knowing that. Now, I'm a head shaver, guys. You guys know that. I shave my head and my face with usually the same razor right now. For years, I used to use just a straight razor on my face and a safety razor on my head. But lately, I've been trying to incorporate everything together. Still haven't gotten the guts to go use a straight razor on my head. I know I've used a lot of razors and I love this hobby, but I'm just not ready to do that yet, if you know what I mean. I don't have the confidence to do so. But that's another story and maybe another podcast episode in itself. So using the Janus, I started off with a 3 on the 3 because that's where I would use my toggle. And it's a little aggressive on 3. I mean, it's solid. It's a solid razor at that point. It's aggressive. You got to be very careful or else you're going to get weepers. You're going to get some cuts. So using it on my face with a 3, not so bad. It's probably more along the lines of a 7 or 8 on a regular toggle and maybe, you know, like on the Rockwell razor, maybe like pretty much at the end of the line for the Rockwell and possibly, I'm trying to compare it to some adjustables that everybody's tried. The Razor Emporium, the Rex Ambassador, it's probably on the end of the line on that too, probably on the last setting. And just using that, I mean, it is nice. It's a nice shave. It's solid. A little bit of blade chatter from maybe a possibility of mine. Maybe the blade guard might have been bent a little bit because it's been sent around a lot. A lot of people have been using it. I didn't really do any adjustments or any measurements on it like that, just to see. But it was smooth. It was a nice shave. But it was a little bit harsh, a little bit aggressive. So, and I shouldn't say harsh, it's aggressive if that's what you're looking for. The blade gap felt higher than it really was. And I think it's because it had a lot of blade exposure to it. But still solid shave. I mean, really good. On my head, though, I couldn't really go as far as a 3. I actually shaved my head on 2 and 1. 1 primarily. And it worked very well for a 1. I do go a little bit lighter aggression for my head at certain points. Because you can't really see a lot of that spot, a lot in the back, and you know, just I'm like actually hitting my head right now, touching it to see where the problem spots are, like right behind my ears and stuff like that. So you got to be very careful in that area. And I'm looking at the Janus, and I tried it on a 3. I actually went as far as a 5, but I never went higher than a 5 on my head, and it cleans it off clear, and it's nice. But I mean, I would have personally. Hopefully when the next model comes out, dial it down a little bit closer to the actual Gillette adjustments, like the blade gaps and everything like that. Because it is a tad aggressive. There is a lot of blade exposure. And I think most people would like it dialed down a little bit, including myself, because I'd like to be able to go up to a 7 or an 8 and trying it. And this razor, I didn't even attempt only a 5 on a couple of passes. I didn't even attempt to ever over half of what this thing could do, and I spent most of the time at a 3 or less. And on my head, it was only a 1. If they could have dialed it down a little bit less, I probably would have been happier with that as well. So all in all, guys, the Janus razor, this is a quality piece, okay? There is a lot of work put into this razor, okay? I'm telling you right now, pictures do not do it justice. I'm being very serious right now. This razor is stunning in person. Few things, though, to note. It is a toggle, okay? It is a toggle. It works like a toggle. It's a little bit tighter with the adjustment, with the toggle lever. Against a regular toggle, if you look at them, they're very, very similar, okay? But remember, this razor is composed of stainless steel completely. The other toggle is the regular Gillette is not. It's nickel, brass, lots of other things, right? So it's a different piece. It's like a toggle on steroids. Now, for quality-wise, is this thing going to break? I'm going to be honest, guys. Toggles are not the most reliable razors out there, okay? I'm going to be really honest with you. And I know there's going to be guys that are going to send me a message saying, you're wrong. I've had a toggle for 50 years. It's never given me a problem. I understand you might have, but I can tell you right now with a Gillette toggle, if you bounce it, if you drop it on the floor or anything, and that guard gets bent a little bit or moved a little bit, it is going to affect the way this thing performs massively. It is going to, the doors and everything like that, it's not a twist to open. So you can't twist it and then maybe give it a little bit more of a little nut of a nudge, right? To get it to close those doors properly. The toggle open or close, you get all or nothing with it. And that's where I think Gillette had a problem with their actual razor production. That's where I think why, one of the reasons why they didn't use the toggle design, right? Because of that flaw. Now, with the twist-to-open razor, you can just twist it closed, and you can kind of like, even if it's off a little bit, right, you can shut it down, right? You'll be able to snug it fit. The toggle, you might have like a little bit of a door up or down, and then you have to send it out to get fixed. That's more cost, more razor not being out, you know, the razor being out. Always a chance of destroying the razor when you send it. The Janus is definitely the ability of the toggle to have the same problem, yeah, it's going to happen. It's the same design. It's going to have the same flaw. The razor that I have right now, it's an excellent razor, but I can see one of the doors was getting a little lazy. So that showed me that one of the blade guards might have been dropped or might have been off a little bit. So it wasn't 100% and it wasn't able to close. If you ever see a toggle open up with a lazy door, that usually means something's been twisted in there. And it's an easy fix. You could take a pair of jeweler's pliers and just, you know, move it real quick and fix it, or send it out and you have it serviced. And, you know, places like Razor Emporium, North Shore Razors and all them, those guys can fix it. But it's just, you know, it's just one of the flaws. If it happens to another adjustable Gillette, if that happened, you can just close it. It'll still close. You'll still have the little, you know, the actual misaligned blade guard, but it will still work. You know, it'll still close tight and you can still use it. I think that's why Gillette went away from this design, as also from the bulkiness. I think with the test market and stuff that we've talked about in, you know, in the past, I think that probably was part of it. So all in all, is a Janus razor worth $600? That's the question, or $500, $500 to $600. That's the question I get a lot. I've gotten 4 emails in the last 2 weeks about it, and I haven't answered them yet because I wanted to wait for the show, and I will be answering them as soon as I record this. And I'm finished on the day I record this before it comes out, okay? Yeah, it's worth it. It's definitely worth it, and I'll tell you why. A regular toggle will run you about $150 to $200, maybe $300 right now. I mean, I've seen them on eBay. $150 for one that's rough, $300 for one that's in good shape. You're going to have to send it out to get it fixed because I'm going to be honest, 90% of the toggles I've ever seen have been messed up. Right, or even if they don't look messed up, their plating's nice, their guards are off, right? It's been 60 years old, we expect. So you're looking at that, maybe another $50-$60 to get it fixed. If you want to get it revamped, you're looking in the hundreds. So you're looking around maybe for a really good toggle, maybe $400, $500 investment, right? Unless you could do it yourself and fix it yourself, and then you're looking at a couple $100. For $500, you're getting a fully stainless steel razor that is being produced now that's, it's very, very similar to a toggle, but with better quality materials. If you think about it like this, is it worth $500 to the regular consumer? No, I don't think so. Nobody's going to pay that. And it's not, I don't think it's a razor engineered to go to the whole world. I mean, it's not a razor that's made to be in everyone's hands. It's not going to be at a grocery store or drugstore or on Amazon. It's not. It's a specialty razor for a niche community. And when you're a niche in a niche, that's kind of where you're up there. Like the example of like a Wolfman razor, Carbon razor, all these other guys that are making razors that, you know, they're up there, right? Rocknell, all these big companies that make these small companies that make big razors, big money razors. They're for the select few, the maybe the 2 to 10% of the traditional wet shaving crowd that's collectors and users, and they want it, and they're going to buy this no matter what, right? So if you are looking at value per shave, you can't, because it's like driving it's comparing, you know, a very expensive car to a very affordable car. You know, you're going to get worse gas mileage with the big ones, faster, it's nicer, it's heavier, but they still get you to point A to point B. So it's all about what you want to spend. So relative value per shave, I think the razor is definitely priced probably where it needs to be. And I'm sure it costs a lot to develop and build, because all of these parts are CNC machined, and they're all made really from a small vendor. You know, you don't have a big forgery like Gillette did with a big factory making a million of them. You have somebody making 50 of them at a time, right? It takes months to do so. So all in all, guys, it was a very fun week with the Janus razors. I did enjoy it. The prototype, though, if the prototype was very fun to use too. And there, it just really was fun to get to use one of these, as there are only 50 of them out there. So I hope you all get a chance to try one out someday. If not, I know Janus is probably coming out with some more, I think a new take on these. So good luck to Eric and the Janus team, and looking forward to see what they bring out in the future. And if you guys have any questions about the razor or any other thoughts or comments, just let me know via email, and be on the lookout. We're going to do a little bit of something written in the very, very near future. Right, moving on to another razor. That's right, BBS from Razor Rock. Now, if you've been around a while, the Baby Butt Smooth, which is nicknamed, this razor from Razor Rock has been around for a while. I think it's at least 7 or 8 years. I think I've seen this razor, maybe more or less, give or take a year. But I do remember it's been around. It just wasn't in the way it is now. All right, you're looking at the BBS razor from Razor Rock now. It's a fully CNC stainless steel 316L, made in Canada, and it's basically the new take on the older design. And this is what Razor Rock is advertises their best one yet. So this is, they're thinking this is better than the Game Changer, the Mamba, all those razors that they've come out with, and the Slant. And this razor is really, honestly, what they're looking at as kind of like the flagship of that product line, right? So what you're getting with this razor, it's $70. You get a handle and the actual razor head itself. There's no information on gap. I'm looking at it right now on the website. There's no information on gap or anything like that right now. So I'm not sure if that's something that they want to bring on, or if that's something they want to tell us later now. And there's no gap listed on any of it. There is only a degree. So they said that they decreased the shaving angle from 45 degrees to around 35 degrees instead with the BBS. So what does that mean? It just gives it a little bit of a less angle. We'll see what it does. Haven't seen any reviews on it yet. There's a few reviews on the website, but I'm sorry, guys. I don't go by reviews on websites for vendors, because one, vendors have the option to take something off. They don't. You never see anything negative on a vendor website. Maybe if you look at like West Coast Shaving or Maggart's, because they don't own the company. But if I own a company and I let people put reviews on it, of course I'm only going to let the positive reviews on there. I'm not going to put a negative one on there. What if somebody really hates the razor or says it's a piece of junk or something like that? They're not going to put that on their website. So it says 8 reviews on their 5-star. I don't go by the reviews on websites. And this is no offense to you artisans out there or anybody, but realistically, let's be real here. I mean, honestly, you can adjust it. You can change it. You're not going to put in, if somebody says this is the worst soap I've ever tried in my life, you're not going to put that on there, right? Okay. Needless to say. But you're definitely looking at checking one of these out or hearing about the reviews. Now, I have 2 Game Changers myself. I've tried the Mamba. I've tried pretty much everything in this line. I think they're great razors, and I think they're good value. So looking forward to see the reviews on this on a couple websites and actually not only that, but see some reviews on some forums as well in the near future. So check them out, guys. Italian Barber, Razor Rock. They have the new razor, the Razor Rock BBS Stainless Steel. All right, and moving along, the Wall Street Journal came out with a nice article regarding how taking our time with wet shaving. It's basically wet shaving the best safety razors, it's called. And it's really, it talks about how really almost it's actually based towards women. So it's more of a how shaving with a safety razor is better for you, more therapeutic, fun, takes more time. It discusses the Leaf and the Supply razors. This, the Leaf razor that's actually out. That's where you take the double-edged blades and make kind of a cartridge razor. It's 100% metal. And then Supply is like an injector style razor, which has been on, they've been on Shark Tank. I've done some stuff on them. They're a good company, great razor, but it's like kind of like a, it's like an injectable razor with the injector blades that was from, you know, from, I mean, the design is fairly new. It's stainless steel. It's heavy. It's nice, but it's basically an older design. And then you have, it also talks a little bit about Art of Shaving and how they're up in safety razor sales over 45% in the last few years. So, I mean, cool article. If you're a member, if you have a membership to the Wall Street Journal, check it out. It just came out on the 30th of July. So check it out. It looks actually really awesome. And it's just nice to see some wet shaving in the news. And to be honest, I mean, we got to remember, and this is just a going off topic here a little bit, that wet shaving has made an impact. Because Gillette and everybody else are coming out with these different razors, these double-edged razors. There's no way that it hasn't been an impact. Nobody would do something like that unless it worked, or unless they thought it would work. So great job, everyone, seeing that this on the actual wet shaving world and just seeing this article in there. So check it out, wallstreetjournal.com. And unfortunately, you have to have a membership to have it, to see it, but it's okay. You can still see it. It's pretty awesome. All right, moving along. Leaf razors. Just talked a little bit about Leaf razors. Came out with the Twig. What is a Twig? Well, the Twig is a, it takes half of a DE blade, kind of like the actual concept they use for the cartridge style razor, the Leaf. But the Twig takes it and makes it into an SE fixed head safety razor. Different metals and stuff are out there. There's some prototypes and stuff as well. So we'll see a little bit more about this. They anticipate this coming out next year, but they have their own website. It's called twigrazor.com. So check it out. It's basically a Leaf razor with one blade and a fixed head and a little bit of a different handle, different design. So kind of like a new take on that. So it looked pretty interesting. It looks like something I might want to try. But check it out at twigrazor.com. Looks like it's something new, a new concept. So that's nice to see something in our industry coming out new. So very cool. All right, guys, and that's the end of the show, I think, today, right? Long one today, just really wanted to talk about those new razors, and I do apologize if I got a little too detailed with the actual Janus razor, but it's really exciting to get to try something like that because that design is just always intriguing. The most difficult thing probably in wet shaving to actually come out with and produce, so I'm really, really excited to get to use that. I hope you guys get a chance to try it as well. Don't forget that our show is powered by Sharpologist.com, which your father didn't teach you about shaving. And as always, thank you to Mark, a.k.a. Mantic59, for everything he does in the wet shaving community and allowing us to use his platform. And most of all, guys, got to thank you, the listeners. Without you, there would be no podcasts. So don't forget to check out my site, my blog site at ShaveStraightAndSafe.com for interesting tips and wet shaving stories. And always feel free to contact me at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. All right, guys, our next show will be on the 17th of, yeah, is it the 17th? Just making sure. Yeah, it's going to be the 17th of August. And until then, shave straight and shave safe. Bye-bye now.